In our next segment, our new Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent, Kathy Silver, interviews Gina Kim, the owner of Sunhee's Kitchen, a Korean restaurant in Troy. Here's their conversation about the restaurant's commitment to community building in Troy, especially among immigrants, and their opportunities and challenges of running a mission-driven business rather than one driven by profit. Kathy?
Hi. Thanks, Gina, so much for joining us on such short notice. I've been an admirer of the work that you do at Sunhee's Kitchen in Troy, plus a fan of the food. And I know you're a friend of the show. You've been on three times now.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so I think that we want to maybe the topic that we haven't discussed so much, or we could give a little review for our listeners, is your mission. What is the, most businesses don't really have a mission. Yes, it's to make money. What's your mission?
Well, thanks so much for your kind words and for having me, Kathy. We are an extremely mission-driven organization because we started with the mission. It's always been about the mission. And something that I always say is that much has changed since the beginning of the business in 2016, but the mission is the core element that has stayed consistent and strong and the same all throughout. Is what helps guide us and helps us make decisions. And so our mission is really grounded in empowering refugee and immigrant communities, and also just voicing the concerns of our communities and those who come from American backgrounds. And I think, especially recently, we've really embraced that role as an Asian American owned business and having family members, close to that experience.
Yeah, that's really quite important these days, more so than ever. I imagine that what follows from leading with that mission are many differences from your average restaurant in terms mm-hmm. of, I'm just thinking about, well, what's it like to work there? Who are your employees and what are the kinds of things they do? And what's the work environment like?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And, it's extremely dynamic. And like many other restaurants, it's fast paced and very high pressure, quick moving. But I think overall, and some of my staff members were talking about this recently too, but there's something extremely unique about our work dynamic because it's so intergenerational, intercultural, just national or all the backgrounds that come to the table and work in a single space is so, the experiences that people bring really are reflected in our everyday interactions, everything from our, lingual differences to cultural backgrounds, the way we look, from small to big, and even the fact that I think my family is so closely tied to the business, it really feels like a family.
That's really nice. Can you tell me how many employees you have altogether? Oh, look, I think that we might have just lost our connection with Gina. So let me say a few words just from my own knowledge about the... Gina, are you back?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I totally lost connection for a second there.
Noticed, but all well that ends well. Thank you so much for, good fortune for us. So I wanted to ask you about how many employees do you have?
Yeah, so currently we're at about anywhere between, I'd say, 12 to 15 employees. And lately, especially with COVID, we've been focusing on really honing in on more full-time employees, mm-hmm. thinking about how can we support each individual on a deeper level rather than just having a whole bunch of, part-time workers as many restaurants are used to.
Yeah, and I would imagine then that building the community and the workplaces with full-time workers, they have more of their... they're not so divided thither and yon in a whole bunch of different jobs. This is their place. This is where they come. And so you said you've only been open since 2016. So we've got 5 years. What's the longest somebody served and what was your most recent? I mean, have most people been there a long time or is it like people come and go a lot? I would imagine it's a nice place to work.
Yeah. Around? I mean, it really depends. And I think something I've learned that each individual is so different. Some people are looking for stable, you know, jobs. Others, Sunny's is really more of a transitional period where they learn, this is their first job in, and they're learning some you know, basic skills as they look for longer term career solutions. I mean, I think one of our longest time employees, she's from Burma, and she actually had her first job with us when she came to the United States. She worked with us for about a year, moved out of the area for about a year, and then came back, and she's been with us for another 2-3 years now. So, you know, altogether, I think the longest that someone has worked with us is 4 years, and that's not counting family members for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that you told me earlier that I found so interesting is that because your work is mission-driven, and you at the restaurant really support refugee and immigrant communities with English language lessons and other kinds of supports. You're going to be moving into giving legal support. And you're finding that people, especially I would imagine the full-time employees, are sort of serving these dual roles. There's restaurant work, and then there's community service work. And so I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes really hand in hand. And one thing we've learned is that just as people evolve, the needs of our communities evolve as well. And so we realize it's important as a business to be flexible and you know, willing to listen and really learn from our own employees in terms of what it is that they need and how we can structure to work. Not even just what they need, but what they're good at, you know, what their passions are, and all of that really contributes to how the business grows as well. And what I'm really grateful for is having employees who can work with the nonprofit arm, which is called Sunny's Community Place. We'll have staff who will teach English classes, but they'll also be, you know, helping the front and taking customer orders and doing much more. Same thing with our kitchen staff. They'll be working as chefs and line cooks, but they'll also be participating in our English classes.
That's really interesting to hear. So I'm interested, of course, in the fact that you're doing this in your restaurant, that you're a mission-driven business, that you're building community and serving community. But I also look at this as with great potential for a new business model. So
absolutely.
Much of, sort of small business in America is often it's immigrants who start their businesses, and it's moms and pops, and it's are you willing to advise other people in the community about starting a mission-driven business?
To the extent that I can, and I can't claim myself as an expert, but we've already had a lot of people who've come through and worked with us, people who've you know, been employees before or just looking to start new in our community. We have something called the Ferry Street Night Market, where even new entrepreneurs will kind of get their start with us at the night market. And so I feel like we've done that in a very informal process and a very natural, ongoing and organic means of just developing relationships with people.
That's the way it actually works in the real world.
And yeah,
nobody's
I know, right?
I mean, people are going to go to school to learn to do a business. Listen, Gina, it's been such a pleasure having you, and I look forward
Thank
to
you.
Talking with you again. Thank you for your work.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
If you want more information, you can go to sunhees.com. and find ways that you might get involved or learn about what's happening in the community.